gold-plated diapers.
Hey, Jellyheads, and welcome to another episode of
Flapdoodle Forum,
the show where we discuss strange occurrences in society and culture,
and provide our insight and feedback for you to enjoy.
Welcome to today's show. I'm your host, Luke Wilson, with your other host,
Matt Buckley,
and our guest host,
Micah Kah.
Hey, Micah.
What's up?
How's it going, man? What brings you here?
Other than I've been invited.
Oh?
Yes.
Who invited you?
Well, this magical man named Lucas and Matt.
We're one man.
You're one man.
So, our last episode of Flapdoodle Forum had a man named Ulysses Gonzalez.
What a beautiful man.
Who played a lead role in our past production.
I know.
Now, what is the relation that you and two have?
We both fear bears.
You fear bears too?
I do fear bears.
And dragonflies, right?
And dragonflies. First of all, let me just tell you, those dragonflies are terrifying. They came out of nowhere. They were like, they were scary.
They were pretty big.
They were huge.
Those woods there.
I don't
know
if they were fighting or having sex. I'm not sure. But it was the most frightening thing I've ever seen in my life, and I had to run. That's my only
I remember we were in the middle of shooting, and I just hear like a gargled scream come from like the congregation area. Just said Micah saw a dragonfly and started running away.
It was literally just like something out of Lord of the Rings. Like, it's a dragon!
Well, it's nice to catch up with you again, Micah.
I'm noticing a pattern with these guest hosts we're having.
You mean they've both been on a particular program that was produced by this studio itself?
Interesting. Bizarre coincidence, huh?
I know, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's almost as if it was planned.
Almost as if the two hosts of the show also somehow had a hand in the making.
Perhaps the people should find out what PsychoJellyfish.com has to offer, like Highwaymen.
I do. I do hear that Psycho Jellyfish is starting its own video series.
I heard Psycho Jellyfish is pretty awesome.
I heard it already did.
I heard rumors that it's called The Highwaymen. Don't know anything else about it, though.
Sounds really attractive. I mean, yes, watch that.
All right. So, Micah, this is your first time on our show, and hopefully maybe you'll come on again someday.
Absolutely.
If you enjoyed this experience.
I'm enjoying it right now.
So
we're all naked, actually, right now. We're all
I'm trying not
naked.
To enjoy it too much right now.
We're all completely naked in a sauna. We're all sweating everywhere. There's a cat involved.
All right, I'll cut you off right there. All right, Micah, I explained it to you over email, but I guess I'll just say it out loud for our audience. This is the show. We discuss some strange news articles and stuff, so each of us will share either something interesting or discussion-worthy, or maybe something just, maybe the headline is just hilarious, and we decide, you know what, we're going to talk about that stupid thing. So,
deal.
Hopefully you got something interesting. Hopefully I have something interesting. Hopefully Matt has something interesting.
I have a solid track record.
All right, so who should go first, guys? How do you feel on your discussion level? Usually would like to save those for last.
It's like a medium discussion level, depending on how far you guys take it and run with it.
Mine's pretty low. I mean, discussionary wise. I mean, like, maybe it could go somewhere.
It's potentially a long discussion, but again, it all depends on you guys. I know Micah can talk hours and hours on, like, almost nothing, but yeah.
Let's hear it.
All right.
Make sure you.
Yeah. I mean, do you want me to go first?
Yeah. Well, all sure. Right. Why not go?
Get mine out of the way.
I'll let Micah go last. I'll go last.
Cool.
Okay.
Because I'm colored? Just kidding.
All right.
A man with a goatee such as yourself can never be racist.
Don't quite know what that means, but
it's impressive. Have you not seen it?
The correlation between that and racism, though, remains in question.
There's plenty of correlations that just make no sense.
Okay. My story is from...
I'm already bored.
All right. You want to move on?
No. Okay. Go
okay. On. All right. For reals. It's from this site called Red Orbit, which I've never seen before, but I've seen the story on a couple other... sites and whatnot. It's a little older. It's like a week and a half, 2 weeks old. It's called Video Gaming Helps Strengthen Several Brain Regions. And I figured since we're all kind of gamers here, this might be of interest to us. I know it's a long-standing debate whether video games actually stimulate mental activity or if they just turn you into a couch potato.
Continue if you're good.
No. How about we get your thoughts on this first? Do you think that it's beneficial? Or...
I think so. I've learned most of my... The reason why I got through high school is the facts I got from video games. I'll be honest with you.
Like what?
I didn't study. Like Assassin's Creed. I learned all my history from Assassin's Creed.
That is pretty historically accurate.
I've learned most of my history from playing video games. That's okay. The only reason I made it through high school. My math skills, video games. That's from totally from Pokemon cards and Pokemon in general. I learned how to trade. Those are bartering skills. Those are high quality.
Very valuable,
skills.
Yeah.
I never made a trade in Pokemon. I never
did. Back in the day, there were certain Pokemon that could only level or could only evolve
cards.
If you
I never did
traded
cards.
Them.
I just could never part with my cards. I felt.
Oh, well, the cards aren't video games.
No, but he mentioned it.
All right, all right, continue.
I'm just saying, I mean, that's how I learned most of my basic functioning skills. I mean, like my math, my trading skills.
Okay.
I mean, Pac-Man obviously taught me how to run away from a fight.
Run away from a fight until you get a power up and can eat ghosts. Okay.
Ghosts chasing you. Colorful ghosts. Where did that come from, first of all? I want to know what's going through the minds of the creators. Like, let's make colorful ghosts and have this guy run away. That confuses me.
That's a good point.
Like, where are your
like, why ghosts?
Why not ghosts?
There must have been some sort of spark that caused him to say, Eureka, let's do ghosts. Well, Lucas, what do you think? Do you think video games are...
I think they can. I think they, an interesting thing I remember reading, I don't know if it was where, but it was talking about how if you look at, like, IQ test scores these days, it basically keeps saying that we stay at the same level forever, but then they were like, wait a minute, IQ tests have, they keep changing them to keep pace with the intellect level of today's society. So an IQ test from like 100 years ago would be a piece of cake to somebody today.
I beg to differ.
And because of this is because we increasingly grow up more absorbed and interacting on like different, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Multitasking and, you're processing more than one bit of information, like more and more as time goes on. So like in a video game, like how many different things are you keeping track?
Well, it helps me multitask.
Yeah. Definitely. In a video game.
That's a good point.
Which means that you're thinking on multiple levels, and especially with today, with they're trying to put in multi-screen kind of things too. It's like you're going all over the place.
Smart glass.
Yeah.
Multitasking. I mean, Final Fantasy did that for me. I mean, I learned how to multitask completely through Final Fantasy. Also, I learned how to have completely outrageous ideals for women through Final Fantasy. I mean, all my romances have failed because no one turns out to be Aerith. Is that sad?
Nobody
I've
can stack up to her.
Final Fantasy, so
you break my heart, sir.
I'm sorry.
You break my heart more than... No spoilers on this.
One of the most devastating moments in gaming happened in Final Fantasy VII.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
I do. I mean, it's kind of a spoiler that's known by the whole internet, but
yeah,
spoiler nonetheless.
Let's just say that was the first time this man has cried.
The first time you had your heart broken?
First time this man had his heart broken, cried, and then just went home and ate ice cream. Just ice cream. Just
what,
so
you're already
much,
at home?
So much ice cream. So much.
On a semi-related note, I remember seeing online, like, an actual Harvard entrance exam or something, and, like, nobody today would be able to, like, answer one question correctly.
Challenge
anybody college-aged, anyway, because they're, like, really, really hard.
From a past one?
From, like, 1898.
Really? Yeah. That's interesting.
So maybe, like, their reasoning was better back then, because they didn't have, like, computers to rely on. But I think now, like our multitasking skills and like our reflexes are higher because of video games.
So what are you going to read off of it?
Yes. Or? The meat of my article, there was a study conducted by the Max Planck Institute for Human Development.
Whatever that is.
I have no idea what it is. Heard of it before today, but they found that playing video games can increase brain regions responsible for spatial orientation, memory formation, strategic planning, and motor skills. Now, this is like the weirdest part of the article. The study involved adults playing the video game Super Mario 64.
Lovely.
Why? I don't know why Super Mario 64, that's a game that's like 17 years old.
Well, they try to use like, you know, studies about like, you know, violence with gaming stuff, but they would like, the researchers having no idea, thinking that any video game is pretty much the same, are like grabbing like Pong and trying to compare it with Halo 3.
It's so much different. But anyway.
Are you sure? Because Pong is pretty intense, dude.
It is intense,
so is
but
Halo. I'm pretty sure I've remembered a couple times where I'm sweating, completely nervous because my Pong is just going crazy.
I think what Lucas was alluding to was the complexity of the game.
Oh, complexity. Sure, yeah.
But these adults played Super Mario 64 over a period of 2 months for 30 minutes a day. Sounds pretty cool. And then their brain volume was quantified using MRI. And Over the course of the study, the team found that participants showed increases of gray matter, blah, 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 cerebral cortex, motor skills.
A video game while taking an MRI.
It sounds pretty impossible to me.
The article doesn't specify.
You can't take metal stuff into.
Yeah. Is it plastic? Was it N64 plastic? It had to be plastic.
Yeah, but I mean the metal parts.
Well, you know what? I'm going
to... It's magnetic. Wouldn't it mess with the electronics?
I'm going to refer you to Professor Hedwig Krankenhaus.
That's a fake name. That's a fake name if I heard one.
So you can ask him or her. The team believes video games could be therapeutically useful for patients with mental disorders in which brain regions are altered or reduced in size.
Oh.
Researchers plan on further investigating the effects of video gaming in patients with mental health issues. The end. So what do you guys think?
I think that they can help.
Do you think that if you played Super Mario 64 for 30 minutes a day for 2 months, you're going to become some sort of super brainiac?
No, but I think it could certainly help stimulate brain activity, especially, you know, multifaceted, multitasking kind of basic games. There's, I watched a video. There's like this 90-something-year-old woman who loves playing the DS.
Oh, there's some lady that comes into GameStop like every other week and she just buys Legend of Zelda stuff.
Because she's just like, it helps keep my brain sharp. It keeps me thinking
she's
when
just
I'm
like,
playing
this. She's like this little Spanish lady. She's like, hola, can you direct me to the Legend of Zelda things? Can I pre-order the Legend of Zelda? I'm like, of course you can. Of course. Please do.
That makes your heart swell.
Or I start crying.
How many different Legend of Zelda things can you buy, though?
There's a video of like this really old lady playing Grand Theft Auto 4. No, 5. She's playing Grand Theft Auto 5, and she's like cussing up the storm and like yelling at the guy. So she has a pretty good grasp of the game. Like, she's beating on people and stuff.
Like
and,
that scene from Grandma's Boy?
And she's going, ah! It's hilarious. It's like right on, Grandma.
I wish my grandma was like that.
I know.
I have no intention of stopping my video game playing habit. When I'm 90, I'm going to be that grandpa just like mashing buttons and beating people up in like a virtual reality like crime game.
Watch.
Pretty awesome.
In like 50 years, they're going to be like, oh yeah, you're playing Grand Theft Auto for 30 minutes every day. We'll stop dementia.
Well, probably by then, we probably have some kind of cure or something.
Miracle medicine.
At the rate of medicine's growth we're going on now, I think I will still definitely be playing.
Next topic!
You ready for this? Let's do it anyways.
Fine.
This is coming from Elite Daily. A big butt is a healthy butt. Women with big butts are smarter and healthier. Scientists from University of Oxford have discovered that women with larger than average butts are not only increasingly intelligent, but also very resistant to chronic illnesses.
Yeah, this is real. My girlfriend actually sent this to me.
Yeah, I mean...
I don't know. This sounds like one of those...
This sounds like an excuse for guys to stare at girls and be like, baby, it's for anthropological research.
I don't understand.
Finally, Sir Mix-a-Lot is vindicated.
Sir Mix-a-Lot was into very intelligent women, apparently.
They just happen to have big butts.
Apparently, I mean...
But I don't understand how would this happen...
But you want me to keep reading?
What's the correlation? I don't understand.
No, I'll keep going. Here we go. The results found that women with bigger backsides tend to have lower levels of cholesterol and are more likely to produce hormones to metabolize sugar. Therefore, women with big butts are less likely to have diabetes or hypothyroidism. Not what I wanted. And having a big butt requires an excess of omega-3 fats, which have proven to catalyze brain development. The researchers have also found that children born to women with wider hips are intellectually superior to children of slimmer, less curvy mothers. This explains
so
much.
Well, the hips thing makes sense.
This explains so much.
But
This is why eye candy did not make good eyes.
Although wider hips is a different issue than... What if you have a big butt because you just love eating cookie dough every day?
I don't know. I mean, personally, I go for a woman that has birthing hips that could bear my child.
Good qualities to look for.
I know. It's the number one thing I look for. And then I go for smile. And then I go for maybe some personality. First, it's always childbearing hips.
So if a woman catches you looking at her butt, you just say that you're admiring her omega-3s, basically.
Oh, basically. I mean, if I ever get caught looking at another woman's buttocks area, her booty, as one may say. I just say the truth is for scientific reasons. Just want to see if she's an intelligent person. Maybe want to have a conversation with her. I don't know. Maybe want to go to school with her. May ask what college she goes to. I might have to prove this. I mean, first of all, there's another thing. I mean, if every girl with big butts is smart, explain Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, this is true. Although she might have some sort of plastic surgery pumped up big butt.
Touche.
No. I don't know if I'm entirely convinced of this.
Nicki Minaj?
Brain and butt theory.
Yeah. She has butt implants. That girl has that big old butt. Just stand next to the food court and see who walks by.
What? Somebody walk? Sir, you have a big butt. What's your IQ?
It's for women. We have to go to women and be like, this is purely anthropological research. Don't be creeped out. Now turn around.
We saw that you have a big butt. Can you take this quick questionnaire?
Can you answer these questions, please? They're all physics questions.
No, you cannot use a calculator.
No calculator. I apologize. No, we have to prove something. We have to prove that women with big butts can compensate better than us. More intelligent than us.
All right.
All right. Well, Micah, you certainly. That's
pretty interesting stuff, though. I mean,
apparently, it was so interesting someone had to do a study. I think it was just an excuse to stare at women with big butts. But, I mean, hey, if it's a study, it's a study. I believe it.
There are some strange studies out there.
These scientists are like, how can we get off without people thinking we're creeps? Let's make it a study.
Like the study to decide to see whether or not cow farts contributed to global warming.
When did that happen?
Long time ago.
Wow. Who funded that?
Probably, I think the government. I'm not
probably,
sure.
Probably Max Planck.
Although sometimes like these
Hedwig
like
Kronig or whatever.
Oh, sometimes like these like, you know, first like these weird studies that are like, you know, supposed, you know, they at first they seem like they're a waste of funds, but then like sometimes you get into it and you're like, oh wait, that wasn't a waste of funds. Like what is one of favorite one that's criticized? So shrimp on a treadmill.
Yeah.
They
was that on a cracked article or something?
It might have been. Some scientists put shrimp tried to see how shrimp would move on a treadmill. I guess it's probably one of those underwater treadmills. And
I hope so.
And it just seemed like kind of like a dumb, like, oh, I wonder what would happen if we put shrimp in a treadmill. And apparently, it was actually something to study the migration habits of shrimp so they can better understand how they migrate,
see,
so, you know, for fishermen and stuff.
When you say it like that, when you get to the second part of it, it doesn't make the scientists sound like they're just potheads trying
to
hey, guys, let's put shrimp on a treadmill, dude. And then you
it's like, but then, yeah, it's like, how would you figure out how a shrimp would move in a habitat other than putting it on a treadmill? You know?
And immediately the second part brings their credibility back.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, if you see that sensationalized headline, do your research, folks, before you throw it on Facebook going, ah, blah, 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 blah.
Our tax dollars at work.
Have you ever had seen somebody post an onion or a free post?
Oh, my.
Free post article on there saying it was real?
All
like
the
thinking
time.
It was real. All the time?
All
I've only had it once.
Those people don't play video games.
I think it's called Free Post Media. Yeah.
Those people don't have big butts.
Those people don't have big butts or play video games.
All the time, huh? Really?
All the time. Immediately after
people that I know that post onion articles, they post it because they know it's ridiculous. Because that's the kind of friends I have.
The kind of friends that I have, if I have a new friend and they post something from like the Onion and they're like, "Oh my God, look what America's doing!" I immediately like block them. I'm just no
unfriend.
I never want to see that on my timeline.
I saw.
Ever.
I think what
is it still timeline? Is it still timeline?
Yeah,
I think they call it
timeline.
That.
This is another satirical newspaper called I think it's Free Post Media or something like that. Free Post News, and even on its site it says news you can almost rely on and something like that. And it's, you know, like the Onion, it's very written very real.
Mm-hmm.
And you read it and you kind of go like, this person posted this and it was a very like kind of appalling article about like some politician passing quite a radical law in like Texas, something like that. First you're going like, oh, it's Texas, of course, and you're reading that stuff, you know, you get angry and whatever. That's kind of what it's supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, you're looking around and it says like dog flies to space in in Volkswagen Beetle, president gives him a medal, you know, like you start looking around and you're like, wait a minute, this is a satirical news site.
But no one ever looks at the other
articles. Yeah, no one. And I go look up at the top and it says news you can almost rely. I'm like,
you know what, it's even funnier when those people post those and they just go and they look at them like, oh my God, a dog went to the moon in a Volkswagen? Oh my God, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard of. And kind of make that look like it's true too.
I gotta share this on Facebook.
I saw people like commenting, this is horrendous. Oh, this is awful. And I keep seeing this grow. And then I see someone else repost. And I was like, I have to put an end to this. And I wrote, you do know that blah, blah, blah is a satirical news site. This article isn't real. Like, just look at the head, like at the tag at the website. And the person's like, oh, I knew that. I just, it's just, I can't believe how almost real this is. And it's like, sure.
I have those people who try to justify it too. They're like, no dude, it's real, that's sources, blah blah blah. I'm like, dude, are you really trying to argue this with me right now?
Fighting a losing battle there.
You're literally
just go to the front page of the website, you'll see other articles that are like, this can't be real.
After people start making, like, I've had people try to justify them to me, like, oh my God, it is real. As soon as that happens, I don't even continue the argument. I just block, because I just do not need
not worth your time.
No, you know what, I hope they're I hope they survive. I don't know. Survive. At some point, it gets to survival of the fittest. And if you're going to believe everything on the internet, then there's some serious future problems you're going
to
have.
People need better critical thinking skills.
What does your friends have to say about that?
He's too busy reading about ghosts.
Micah is joined by a friend, and he's sitting in the background reading a book about ghosts, which is actually relevant to our show, since we've actually had a few ghost stories. One about a mongoose living in the wall of a family in England.
Andrew, what's the most interesting thing you've read in there so far?
Dungeon of the New York State Education.
Dungeon of the New York State Education.
Sounds pretty creepy.
Can you explain further?
Come here.
Next topic!
This is Andrew Corey Bowden, guys.
Hello.
Would you like me to...
Yeah, sure. Why don't you share something?
I mean, I knew about this for years that I read about on the internet, but it's this book I'm reading called The Ghosts of New York's Capital District.
Wait a minute. Yeah. I think I've seen this book before.
Have you?
Mm-hmm. Maybe not. Something like that. It was local.
Back when I was in middle school, there was like a book like that, but it was like a different...
Yeah, it was like a local
book, basically. Yeah.
I mean, I always thought this story was kind of interesting. And I always want to do like research on it myself, but it's called The Dungeon of the New York State Education Building. I haven't read too much about it because I just got into
the
story.
Why is there a dungeon in the...
I guess it's...
Is it a real dungeon?
I guess from what it says, people find its own moniker when they actually go down to the sub-basement level of the building itself. It's supposedly haunted by a man named Jason.
Of course
it would be Jason. No, he's actually there to help. You know, employers of the building. I don't
Fight
know.
Fight that stigma?
Yeah.
Does he get paid overtime?
He's on the state payroll.
Very, very rich man.
No wonder we're in debt.
So, I don't know. I mean, I haven't read too much on the story. It just caught me right at the beginning of it, but it seems fairly interesting.
Read a little snippet of it.
Actually, yeah.
Just sure. Listen to who's the author, so we're not... So we credit the person.
Rene Mallet.
Okay, Renee Mallet. These are the words written by Renee Mallet.
Yes. What I thought was interesting is that it seems as if Jason's like a lonely spirit, if anything. But usually, like employees of the education building will go down, you know, looking for tools and books and everything, and they'll see like a man at the corner of their eye. But as soon as they go to turn, obviously the man's not there. But you know, they go down looking for tools and books and stuff like that, which I find is very interesting. As they spend, you know, countless hours looking for what they are, they'll just hear a crash at the opposite side of the room, and then they'll go over, and it's exactly what they're, you know, they were looking for that they just happened to find on the floor. And, you know, when I say that Jason seems like he's a lonely guy, as soon as they go to leave the basement and they turn the lights off, the lights turn back on, missing their trip to the elevator. So they would have to run all the way to the other side of the basement to turn the lights off, which they have done previously. Once they got back to the elevator, I already sent it back to the top. I don't know. I just thought that was pretty interesting.
Wait, that little...
Sounds like a jackass. Like, oh, you're looking for something? Let me throw it on the floor for you. Here you go. Oh, you want to go back upstairs and work?
You know what, Micah? You know what? Why don't you go downstairs and say that to his face?
I'm going to. And then I'm going to promptly shit my pants.
Thank you.
In our own New York State Capitol. Oh,
yeah.
That's pretty cool.
No, Jason sounds like an asshole. Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Wait, so there's a light. So, like, the way that sounds, it sounds like you turn off the light and you have to walk for several feet in the dark in the basement to get to the elevator.
Yeah, that sounds even creepier. Maybe Jason's just trying to help you out. Maybe there's another malevolent spirit down there. Jason's like, if you're in the dark, it's going to get
don't
you.
Don't go in that elevator, it'll fall.
Jason's either a really big dick or he's just like a really, really, really lonely guy.
Well, when you're a ghost living in a basement, I'm pretty sure you're probably really...
Maybe he's just misunderstood.
Maybe the employees are just going down to the basement to smoke some weed before they go back up to work. They're just like, it's a ghost down there. I don't know what was happening.
No wonder our state government gets nothing done.
Well, I suppose we've exhausted that a couple of bit. All right, so...
Cool stuff.
My turn, right?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Next topic!
This is from Huffington Post.
It would be.
David Moyer. Jody Putnam kicked off police force after shooting squirrel at a dollar store. It sounds nuts! Ha ha ha. But Tennessee police officer has been kicked off the force after a run-in with a squirrel. Jody Putnam was fired from a Mountain City police force after a September 27th incident where he shot his gun at an unnamed squirrel. Unnamed squirrel. Which had found
squirrels have names now?
Apparently,
yeah. He didn't bother to ask.
Apparently, has documents too.
Which had found its way into the Dollar General store. Animal Control was called to help get rid of the rascally rodent, but when the officer was unavailable, Putnam answered the call of duty instead. Where am I? Putnam tried to apprehend his squirrely suspect by shooting the gun inside the store. According to property owner,
were there still customers
Carl,
in the store?
I don't.
They evacuated the store.
Shooting back there, of course. That should not have been. That should not have happened. Then they began to spray it with mace and pepper spray.
What?
There
cruel.
Was a lot of people that come out, and just like me, they came out and they were coughing and hacking. It was comical, but I'm sure they didn't feel that way. The customers that came out. So yes, there were customers
wow.
in there while he was shooting his gun at the squirrel.
Wow.
That poor squirrel.
It is unknown how many shots Putnam fired, and the Dollar General store have refused to release the surveillance tape.
Questionable.
When bystanders were allowed back in the store, they saw the dead squirrel pinned under his shoe. The Mountain City Tomahawk reported, and Mountain City officers required to make a written statement to their supervisors whenever they fire a weapon. He refused to explain the squirrel shooting.
Well, at least he got it. He said that he had his foot on it or something.
Did the gun come in handy at all? Would you ever do this?
You know, all you need to do is ignore a squirrel for 5 seconds and run away.
But it's in the store, rummaging through all the
chips. Well, just open the door and then like, try to chase it out, you know? Don't have to shoot it.
Pee-boo. Wow.
There was a Dollar General store that I would frequent sometimes at school because they had cheap food. You could buy some cheap, whenever you need some cheap goods.
What if that squirrel was a patron? What if it had a dollar and just wanted something?
What if the squirrel literally just had a dollar and just wanted to buy something? Like,
well, I can't vouch for what the squirrel was, but I will say that if it was me in that case, I would have just waited for animal control. I would not have tried to shoot the squirrel with a pistol.
It seems
inside
very reckless.
With customers.
It's such a bad idea. It's
okay.
So ill advised.
Though two things. I'm from New York City, and New York City has very, very aggressive squirrels. I had one time where I was putting change away in my pocket, and a squirrel grabbed my change out of my hands and ran away with it. So perhaps these squirrels have adapted to buying stuff from a store. Like, just throwing it
what
on
was
the
that
counter,
squirrel
like,
heading what? Toward the nearest Dollar General after it took the change from you?
Well, it was near a Shake Shack.
I'm going to buy a stick of gum! Yeah!
I think we went to go buy a burger or something. I was running through a shake. But another thing is, maybe this guy was justified because some squirrels are aggressive as all hell. Like, I've seen some squirrels just trying
to. You think it ran after him and he just freaked out and started shooting at
listen,
him?
Listen, ninja, like, squirrels are the ninjas of the animal kingdom. They will kill you if they need to.
Something
you
like,
won't even know what
they
happens.
Have no code of honor.
I know when I was I had a run-in with a chipmunk once. As a kid, I didn't know how to handle properly, so this chipmunk ended up dying. I was riding my bike, you see, down the road, and then our neighbor's dog, which was always loose. Everybody's pissed off about this dog. This Dalmatian always running loose around the neighborhood. He was chasing this chipmunk towards me. And as I'm pedaling, the chipmunk jumped up my tire and was running in place as my bike is going.
This sounds like the most badass
and
chipmunk ever.
He looked like he was getting ground. So I didn't want him to jump up on me. So as a kid, like 6 years old, I freak out. Jump off the bike goes flying, and the chipmunk goes flying.
No.
It hits the ground and almost dies.
Almost?
I remember looking at it, it was going, this poor baby chipmunk.
Aww.
And I'm pretty sure it's dead, but then I remember, you know, I came home and I told my family, blah, 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 and then my mom was like, oh, we gotta go grocery shopping, so we hopped in the car and we were driving by. My friend Lily from next door was picking it up, putting it in her bike helmet.
What?
Yeah. I don't know what happened after that.
You didn't question her about it afterwards?
She probably nursed it back.
I don't remember what happened after that.
Hey, I saw you picking up a dead chipmunk off the road.
He was almost dead.
Deal with that?
Maybe she rebuilt
it. It could have been dead at that point.
Robo chipmunk. Rebuilt the chipmunk. Made it stronger, faster, better.
Than it was in its organic form.
If you ever wondered why there's shit on your windshield, it's because that chipmunk was getting revenge.
I had another kind of semi-funny chipmunk-related story.
So do I.
I think 3 years ago, I was walking out to my car in the driveway. I see a chipmunk run
chipmunk.
Under my car.
Chipmunk.
I didn't really think anything of it, but later in the day, I smelled this horrible smell coming from my hood. I pop open the hood and I find that the chipmunk had gotten like wedged underneath the hood.
Oh, no.
Like in between my engine and like some other component in there, and it just got stuck and got roasted. And it just smelled so bad afterward. I had to take a stick and kind of jab it out, but it was disgusting.
Oh,
did you eat
that's
it?
Awful.
Of course not. It was really, nasty.
I feel kind
of
bad for that chip. He just,
yeah.
He was looking for a warm place to stay and he didn't know.
He was looking for refuge and he ended up
looking
dying.
For refuge
getting torched.
In hell.
He literally just got roasted. Roasted a chipmunk.
You look out, man. Cats like
inadvertently, but yeah.
Don't kill kitties.
But speaking of cats, my cat, I named him after the lion in Chronicles of Narnia. His name's Aslan.
Nice.
I once saw him sitting in the backyard, and I was like, "Oh, what is he doing? This is really sketchy." He was just chilling there, and he would just like hit the ground. He like bat at it, just like bat at it, not the ground. I'm just like, "All right, finally, my cat's gone crazy." I saw it coming after a while, and then I was like, "Okay, no big deal." And then I went to the grocery store, I came back, and he's still doing it. He's batting at the ground. I'm like, "Okay." So I walked over there, and I see in a hole that he had two chipmunks. In a hole, and every time they tried to peek their head out, he would just hit them down. Just keep them in the hole, like, pop, pop. Like, nope, not today, not today.
That's awesome.
Just keep them in the hole. He was keeping them prisoner.
Hours of entertainment.
I'm not sure if my cat is a lord, like a drug lord or whatnot. He's just keeping his territory.
Well, biologists have found out that cats kill for fun.
Yeah.
They put cameras onto like 20 cats and then like monitored their day. And a good chunk of the kills that these cats, they just killed it and left it. They didn't eat it.
They have to hone
their
skills.
They didn't bring it home. They just killed it.
Did you know that when cats bring you mice, it's actually a gift they're giving to you because they love you?
I also heard that they think that you cannot take care of yourself.
Cats?
So they are bringing you food.
I'd believe
that's
that.
That's another one
I'd believe that hardcore.
Huh.
I'd believe that.
They're like, their instinct.
They're like masters not hunting.
Like, I don't
bring
see you
something.
Hunting, yeah. Like, although, you know, my cat will definitely come by and try to eat my leftovers.
Has your cat ever killed anything? Or it's usually indoors, right?
Probably a bug. I've seen it swat at, flap at bugs and stuff before because it's never been outside. We've never had any rodents inside up besides the lead. It's not really an attic. It's just a,
yeah.
But, and I can hear, like, one thing that she's starting to do now is whenever she sees birds outside, she's like, stares at them and goes, I'm like, what are you? They can't hear you. I have a friend who's a cat used to try to make bird noises to attract birds, and it would work.
That's
wow.
That cat was playing video games.
That is one crafty cat.
At the time, a bird flew by her dog, and the dog just was like, what's that? It was a golden retriever. And then he's like, the dog just looks at her like, oh, look what I did! Oh my gosh, I caught that! Like, the bird was still alive, and she had to get out of his house, but she was like, I felt bad, because the dog looked really proud.
I don't know. Like, back on cats, though. Cats are predators. They are. They kill for fun.
They're assassins.
They are. They literally, they're like, they are. If squirrels are the ninja of the animal kingdom, then literally cats are the League of Shadows. Like, I once saw
aren't
my cat
League
like.
Of Shadows ninjas?
Well, they're assassins. It's different. They have a code of honor.
Okay.
Ninjas don't have a code of honor. They have no master.
Unless it's the League of Shadows.
Touche.
Ninjas don't
have masters.
Then what do they do? Like, what
just,
is their...
Just thieves?
They're just
I thought they were usually, like, working for somebody.
They
or?
Just dress in black and just kill people and steal.
Yes.
I feel like this is the Hollywood version of ninjas you're referring to.
Pretty much. I mean...
All right.
Okay. Anyways. All I'm saying is this. I saw my cat, and he was just like, yo, I'm just chilling, master. And I turn around, and I turn back around, and I see him jump, like, 6 feet in the air and catch a bird that was flying. Like, before, I couldn't even see the bird. He just caught it.
Nice.
Like,
that's pretty sick.
I'm just like, this cat is the devil. That's why I named him Lucifer. Yes.
Wow. And the name stuck.
The name stuck. He's the devil.
Well, Micah, thank you for coming on this show.
Well, you're welcome for asking. I mean, thank you for having me on the show.
Yeah, I mean, we'll probably go through other cast members of The Highwaymen.
By we should way, decide who we're going to ask
we're
next.
We're on IMDb now.
Yes, I know.
Nice.
I
mean, you had another credit.
My credits are
wrapping
up.
At least you're getting named correctly. I keep trying to correct David. They keep wanting to name him this background actor. David the first. And I keep telling him, no, it's David number three. And they keep flipping it back. And I'm like, no, David three. Stop.
You're the only one on there that...
No, Mike has one. IMDb page.
No, I'm... You didn't let me finish. Oh. You're the only one on there that has like a picture and an actual profile already established.
Yes, because I'm awesome.
You have to... I looked at it. It's like, oh, own the copyright? Put up a poster for your movie. It's like, oh, okay. That'll be $39. It's like, what?
Wow.
Did you have to do any money?
No.
No?
No. They're just like, hey, you have a credit. You want to do something? And I was like, sure. They're like, here, put a picture up. I was like, okay.
That's awesome.
Weird. I thought you usually had to have like an IMDb Pro account or pay to get your own content up and stuff.
Haven't had to pay yet. Maybe they're just not charging me right.
I don't know.
Maybe you're just that special.
I mean, I do have a lot of credits at this point.
Your reputation does precede you.
I try. I mean, I try to be the best actor I can.
What is the biggest thing you've been in, Mike?
The biggest thing?
Yeah.
You want me to say Highwayman?
No, that's the best thing.
It was the most entertaining thing, yes.
All right.
But the biggest thing, I did a film called Enchantments that has Kevin Brown in it.
Oh, I saw that on your IMDb.
Yeah, Kevin Brown.
IMDb.
He plays .com on 30 Rock. I just did the short film, The One and Only Billy Shears, which I'm really proud of. It looks really awesome. I think that's it so far. Those are the two biggest things, my favorite things, other than Highwaymen.
I'll definitely watch it. That Billy Shears thing, that is.
Yes, it looks awesome. Everyone.
It's going to be publicly available?
Yeah, it'll be on the internet. It'll be in film festivals as well.
Cool.
I'm excited.
We're in a couple, well, have entered us in a couple festivals.
So here's my question for you two. Are we going to see a sequel or a prequel for Highwaymen?
That's still in the works.
That's still in the works. It's looking like the sequel might come first.
Mm.
But right now we are working on a different project.
Ooh. Can we get a sneak peek?
There's really nothing to sneak peek.
Yeah, there's nothing to peek sneakily yet.
Title?
We can, off the air, we can maybe mention something. But
boo.
Really don't have much.
I'd like to see a sequel to Highwaymen, just because I enjoyed the world that was in.
Well, I think now that there's like an established fan base and a lot of people that want more, we kind of have to oblige them, you know?
I think we should. I would love to see
you can't
where,
just leave them all unsatisfied.
I'd like to see where the story goes with Purnell,
Bill.
Bill. I was going to say Devin, then I was like, Bill. I want to see what happens. I'm really, like, I really want to, I'm interested. Like, I'm invested right now. And if you don't do it, I'll be upset. I'm not going to lie. This is a spoiler. I don't know. But if this is a spoiler, so if anyone's listening to this right now, cover your ears. I cried when Roland died. I cried. I cried for a good hour.
Didn't Ulysses say that his mom cried or something when she watched it?
It was so emotional.
Her mother or grandmother or something. Yes, or aunt. I can't remember. It was like, you didn't tell me you died!
It was emotional. I was so, like, I was so heartbroken because he was my favorite character in the show. I'm just like,
oh yeah.
So
I remember I showed Ashley.
Uh-huh.
Really wanted to show my Highwayman at the party.
Okay.
Up in Sacandaga.
Yeah.
So, and I show it, and like she went through the first three episodes, and I was like, I got the third episode in private. I can show you guys, and then you can have a day ahead to see it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, I'll show it. So then on Sunday, they showed him episode four. She was like, when he got to the part with Roland, she was like, what?
Wait, so did she show everybody at the party?
Yeah.
Oh, did they like it?
Everybody enjoyed your scene.
Never fired a gun in my life.
Well, there was like a lot of people was like laugh when you fire one shot on the shotgun and then throw it away. It's like there's only one bullet. It's like, well, he shot two, but the first shot he shot at the ground, so I cut that one out.
Sounds like something I would do,
but I think it still works fine.
At least you're not Kenny.
Could this day get any better?
I just feel really great about this.
Everything's going to be good. Well, shout out to all the Highwaymen fans. You guys have a beautiful day. Look out for the sequel. Enjoy Ulysses and Paul's and Devin's faces. That's all I got to say.
Stay tuned for news on the sequel.
Mm-hmm.
It's been your host, Lucas Wilson.
Matt Buckley.
Micah Khan.
If you enjoyed this episode, I might suggest you hop into our website at cyclejellyfish.com to find this and other podcasts. If you're a fan of the show, why don't you consider giving us a like at facebook.com/cyclejellyfish or follow us on Twitter at Jellycast. You can also subscribe to the show on iTunes and the podcast app sticker. Please rate and review. It really helps the show out. And finally, any thoughts, words, comments, or questions, perhaps the strange new story you think we should share on the air, send it our way at email@jellyfish.com. It's been a fun one, folks. Keep it safe.
It was so interesting. Someone had to do a study. I think it was just an excuse to stare at women with big butts.